I understand, Justin Moore, you're trying to do interviews?
I feel like my voice instantly changes, and I tell myself, don't change your voice.
And it's difficult, right?
I swear it's hard.
Well, you know what? Yours is harder than mine. Although one day I'm going to sing for Justin Moore.
I feel it might not, like that might not be a good idea.
I want to be judged by you. And you know why I'm open for the judging?
You
want to
be judged by me.
Can I tell you why?
I want to be judged by you.
I want to be judged by you.
I mean,
was that horrible?
That was fantastic.
Up here.
Damn it, Justin.
Up here.
I thought we were friends.
I'll tell you why I was up for being judged. Josh Turner was just here, right?
Good dude.
And a lot. Great dude.
Super talented, too.
And I really like his album, but I couldn't remember my favorite cut off the album. So he started going through cuts, and he says, Hawaiian Girl, and I said, no, I don't like that song.
You told him
straight
that.
Straight up. So now I feel like I have it coming to me if someone wants to give me an honest opinion of what I do. But he asked.
I just paid you a compliment, not even knowing this. Like, I was talking about how, I don't know if we were on the air yet, how difficult your job is, y'all's job is. I've been interviewing people, and it's...
But you know what? I couldn't dig a ditch.
Bought it over badly.
See, no, don't do that.
Just the bar.
If you're looking for a lesson, don't do that.
I know. I tell myself don't do it,
it's
and then
weird
I do it.
When you hold a microphone, because people
yes,
say that to me all the time. They go,
crazy.
What's your radio voice? I go, it's kind of like this, except it's louder. It's more like this. And they're like, well, no, really, like, do your radio voice. I'm like, it's my
not
radio
how it
voice.
Works.
Not how it works. Like, your voice changes when you sing. Mine doesn't change that much.
Yeah,
you know?
And my voice changes less when I sing than some people, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Jim Nabors. Remember back in that? I'm way older than y'all. Do you remember Jim Nabors?
I remember the name.
Okay. He talked like this on TV shows. He was like he played
Gomer
Goober.
Pyle?
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, of course.
And then when he sang, he was like an opera star.
Oh, like yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Just like you.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
It wasn't like you at all.
I've missed you guys. I feel like I don't see you.
Do you know what? We were invited to see you in Nashville, and we had to work. Because that's our problem is all the other, you know, radio people in here, they do a certain amount, and they're done. And we actually do real full shows, and we're here. And so we missed
right.
your thing, and we were
y'all just
pissed we missed your thing in Nashville.
Yeah.
It was lackluster at best. You guys didn't really miss much. No,
I had to get drunk that night, so not to be so upset.
Had to cut some stuff out of the newspaper.
All the time. That's what
real
she does.
Sad.
So somebody else will. Love the song.
Do you like that song?
Oh, God, yes, I do. And you know from my
Josh
Turner
story.
Because
I know you'll be honest.
I will tell you. No, I loved it.
I think I just seen Josh Turner walk out with his tail duck between his legs.
Yeah, I gave him pizza, try and make him feel better. No, I never expected I would hear a backbeat on one of your tunes.
Mm-hmm.
But right off the bat, what did I say?
Yep.
Right off the bat, when I first heard the album, I heard it before you did, which is really rare. And I told her, wait till you hear that. This is freaking next level shit.
Oh, thanks.
I really think this album is the one that ups the game.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Like, you already won the award for, you know, male artist, new artist. Now it's like...
I won New Artist of the Year 7 years into my career.
I know. I know. You were an overnight sensation. So I just think this album is... I think it's a whole nother level.
Thank you. We put a lot of work and effort and energy and blood, sweat, tears, all that good stuff into it. And that's one reason we took... additional time on this album. And I know we talked about it when the album came out, but I really feel like we delivered the most complete album. I'm proud of our other three albums, but I feel like it's the most complete album we've recorded, and I'm thrilled with it. And like you, I love this song. I wish I'd written it. I love it. I love singing it every night. And it's and people would be surprised that I love it so much because it's so different for us. But
I know.
But fortunately, our fans have kind of gone over
You bring them along.
With us,
yes.
You know, a little bit.
Exactly.
And so
it's
exciting to see what it's doing on the road and then it's, you know, inside the top 25 and rocking. So.
And you had enough time to go make another baby.
I don't think I told my dad. I told my dad, I don't know how this happened.
Your dad, my friend.
Keeps happening. Yeah, your
That's
friend.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all didn't date at one point, did you?
We did not date.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Maybe like a past life because they knew each other the
moment
they met.
We knew each other the moment we met.
My dad don't meet a stranger.
It's the greatest thing ever.
But... he's like, son, you really don't know how it happens? I'm like, well, I know how it happens, but I mean, you know what I mean. So.
Well, I hope, you know, I hope you have a healthy one, but damn, you
Thank
deserve
you.
A boy.
I do, don't
you,
I?
You do, because you're so outnumbered.
And the thing is, Kate will not let me find out what it is. She's making me wait until she gives birth, which is awful.
Yeah.
Great.
Does she know?
She does not know. She told me I could find out, but I couldn't tell nobody. I said, well, you know I'm going to tell people.
Sure.
I can give you a list of 10 people right now.
I think you told us by mistake last time. Yeah. I think you did.
Right. And so I didn't find out. All right. So it's I just want to know. If I have to pay for another wedding, I just want to go ahead and prepare for that.
I understand.
Mentally.
I hear you. I hear you.
So.
But I'll love a girl, but I want a boy for you. I'm just
going to
say
it
right now.
Thank you very much. Ella, my oldest, she wants one so bad, she told us she was going to move out if it was another girl.
She'll probably do it.
She probably will.
Like your dad, hard-headed, I'm out.
Yeah.
Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Really, I love the tune. Somebody
thank
else
you.
Will. Love the album. Love you. Love your show.
Love you guys. No, man,
I love your show.
Let's see y'all soon.
We'll see you soon, Justin Moore.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Wendy Allen's Big Time.